This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is the Supermarket Sweep edition from NBC News. Nat Summer and Chelsea Chan with the byline. The headline reads, "Bull in a China Shop? No, it's an elephant in a grocery store."
I've never heard that. It's like an elephant in a grocery store.
It is. Doesn't work. The shop owner, Ply Biang Lek, said the wild elephant helped himself to about 9 bags of rice crackers, a sandwich, and some dried bananas before leaving with a bag of snacks in his trunk.
That's, the description is so wonderful because elephants, rather big animal. Not a lot of food in my head.
For an elephant.
Exactly. You think like, oh, it ate the entire produce section.
No.
No.
He's watching. He's watching his figure.
It's summertime. Got exactly. Bikini season. We're trying to keep it toit. Keep it real toit.
The male elephant said the shop owner wandered over from a national park into their town of Pak Chong, which is northeast of Bangkok. In the video posted online, so there is a video element that you can watch once we get these posted in the show notes. The shop owner, Kamploy Kakao, can be heard scolding the elephant as national park workers try to usher him out. Undisturbed, the animal continues munching on various things as he dusts the floor with crumbs and mud. Eventually, the elephant backed out of the store, a bag of snacks still clasped in his trunk. The elephant ate items that were purchased at the market that morning, including, again, the rice crackers, a sandwich, and some dried bananas.
If we're going to assume that this is a typical Asian elephant, because there are different kinds.
There are two, yes.
I am just going to, and I am not an animal expert, and I don't own a grocery store, but I wouldn't yell at a nearly 9,000-pound creature that could step on me as easy as look at me. But I do like the fact that it was undeterred by the yelling. Like,
not perturbed. Yeah.
I do what I want.
Well, and again, what I love about this video and this article is it says that he could have destroyed this entire shop.
Yes.
Pretty easily.
And just by walking through, too, right. But he makes one turn.
But he didn't.
Yeah.
And he backed out instead of, I don't know, taking out another plate glass window.
Yeah.
But they do say that he left some muddy prints on the floor and the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because he's so big that his back was rubbing the top, or the top of his head was up against the ceiling.
Oh, this is so cute. Just want to pet. I'm such a squish for animals.
We are all squishes for animals. Elephants, encounters between elephants and humans have occasionally been known to turn bad.
Yeah.
Glad to say this did not happen in this instance. And apparently he went back to the nature reserve and now he's full.
Hey, guys, I brought snacks.
I got snacks.
We're carving out today.
9 bags of rice crackers, a sandwich, and some dried bananas. And there you go. You got your lunch. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.